Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. We're going to start from a little article from AARP, the magazine, about Jude Law, a happy big 5-0, and actually this was in December 29th, but we can still wish him a happy birthday. Chalk it up to embracing his inner child. In the past 5 years, on the edge of age 50, two-time Oscar nominee Jude Law has taken an acting detour into the realms of science fiction and fantasy. He's joined the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Harry Potter franchises in Captain Marvel, and most recently in Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore as young Albus Dumbledore. After also starring in HBO's The Young Pope, Law joked to Entertainment Weekly that the word young has to be in every part I play. It's contractual. The actor, whose upcoming roles include Captain Hook in Disney's live-action Peter Pan and Wendy, and the lead in the TV series Star Wars Skeleton Crew, also has said he's enjoyed having such a range of unique opportunities in his 40s. As he told the website IndieWire, you get over the minefield of being 20 or early 30s in Hollywood and go, look, vanity has got to go out the window and character has got to come flying in. And this was as told to Niccolo D'Arienzo. And there's more birthdays in December and January. Alison Milano, December 19th. Tracy Austin, December 12th. Pat Benatar, January 10th. Ronnie Millsap, January 16th. Ellen Burstyn, December 7th. And Cheetah Rivera, January 23rd. Now we're going to move on to a few articles from AARP, the Bulletin. This one is a real short one, Medicare Made Easy. Question, I'm enrolling in a Part D drug plan, but only need generics that I can buy cheaply on my own. Is there any downside to dropping my plan? There are downsides in two ways. The first is simple. What happens if you suddenly need a high-cost drug due to illness or injury? Like home insurance that you hope to never need, Part D coverage is important just in case. But also, if you drop your Part D coverage and later need to re-enroll, you likely will be subject to a late enrollment penalty. Typically, it's 1% of the national base beneficiary premium, $33.37 in 2022, multiplied by the number of months you didn't have Part D or other creditable prescription drug coverage, such as from an employer or your spouse's job. Generally, this penalty would be added to your monthly premium for long as you have a Part D plan. Also know that if you drop your Part D coverage, you can usually re-enroll only during the annual open enrollment period, October 15th to December 7th. Finally, keep in mind that beginning in 2025, the new Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 will cap Part D out-of-pocket costs at $2,000 a year. Next question. Now that we can buy hearing aids over the counter without a prescription, will Medicare cover them? The approval of OTC hearing aids hasn't changed the fact that original Medicare does not cover routine hearing care, including hearing tests and hearing aids. The program only covers ear-related medical conditions. That said, if you have a Medicare Advantage MA plan, it may include routine hearing care, including hearing aids, as a supplemental benefit. As of press time, no MA plans had shared whether they will pay in full or in part for over-the-counter hearing aids. It's best to check with your MA plan during this open enrollment period. If coverage for hearing is important, you can choose a new plan that better meets your needs. And another article, Making Wishes Come True. AARP program has served over 2,000 older Americans. Lieutenant Colonel James H. Harvey III, 99, had a dream, and wish of a lifetime from AARP was able to help the former fighter pilot's dream come true. Harvey and his team of pilots from the 332nd Fighter Group, the famed Tuskegee Airmen, won the first U.S. Air Force Top Gun weapons meet held in 1949. But his team was never fully acknowledged for winning the competition. As decades passed, their accomplishment remained unrecognized. Harvey, who went on to be the first African American to fly a fighter jet in combat during the Korean War, worked tirelessly with fellow airman Lieutenant Colonel Harry Stewart, Jr., to right this wrong. They spent years seeking recognition from the Air Force Almanac Committee. In 1995, the record books were corrected to acknowledge the 332nd Fighter Group as the winners. Finally, in 2004, the lost trophy was also found. Harvey's diligence paid off, but he still wished to see his comrades receive recognition. When the Wish of a Lifetime team learned of Harvey's story, they reached out to him and contacted the Air Force Association to organize a ceremony to recognize Harvey and the 332nd fighter pilots. My wish was to go to Nellis Air Force Base and see us listed right at the top, as far as the weapons meets go, Harvey says. In January, the Wish of a Lifetime team took Harvey to Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to attend a commemoration ceremony where a plaque was mounted honoring the historic moment in Tuskegee Airmen history. This plaque will reside permanently at the U.S. Air Force Weapons School to inspire generations of students. Since its founding in 2008, Wish of a Lifetime has made over 2,000 wishes like this come true for older adults across America, while also helping to combat the negative effects of isolation. AARP joined forces with the group in 2020 because we want people to know that it's never too late to dream, regardless of age. We strive every day to challenge outdated stereotypes and attitudes about aging and to spark new solutions that empower people to choose how they live as they age. Wish of a Lifetime seemed like the ideal partner to help us do that. We are using AARP's resources to reach more people, both those who want to give help and those who apply to make their wishes come true. To hear more inspiring stories and to find out how you may be involved in the program, you can go to wishofalifetime.org. As we enter the season of giving, this was a couple of months ago, I'm reminded of the saying, when you dream alone, it's only a dream. But when we dream with others, it's no longer a dream, but the beginning of reality. At Wish of a Lifetime from AARP, we are helping to celebrate older adults for their accomplishments and sacrifices while seeing their dreams come to life. Now, let's look at this article, also from AARP, the Bulletin. Medicare fraud sees COVID spike. In a rush to provide needed new services, the program created opportunities for scammers, court cases show. Fraudulent Medicare billings were already a significant problem in pre-pandemic times, costing taxpayers tens of billions of dollars a year by all estimates. Now, a rising tide of court cases and a new internal report reveal that new channels of Medicare fraud opened during the COVID pandemic, in large part due to a rush to meet newly emerging health care needs of older Americans that left the program vulnerable to falsified billings. In one example, the Office of Inspector General, OIG, at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released a study in September that said it had already detected potentially fraudulent billings related solely to telehealth coverage for more than 1,700 health providers, totaling roughly $128 million. Increased telehealth services were approved for coverage shortly after the start of the pandemic. Criminal cases currently working their way through federal courts show other types of pandemic-related ripoffs that Medicare investigators are now up against. Early last September, a federal jury convicted Mark Sheena, the president of a Silicon Valley medical technology company, of masterminding a conspiracy that led to $77 million in fraudulent charges to Medicare and private insurers. His company, Arayet Corporation, marketed a COVID test that was not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration and paired it with an expensive test for 120 food and other allergies ranging from codfish to hornet stings. Insurers of patients who received the COVID test were also charged for the allergy testing, the indictment says. Also in California, health testing laboratory owners Imran Shams and Lourdes Navarro face charges of defrauding Medicare out of $214 million. Prosecutors say the partners used COVID testing as a pretext to add on expensive and unnecessary respiratory pathogen tests, while also paying illegal bribes to medical marketers for directing doctors' orders to their labs. Shams and Navarro have a history of targeting federal and state health care programs. Both had been previously excluded from billing Medicare after criminal convictions, according to court records, and were not eligible to rejoin the program. In New York, Perry Frankel, MD, a cardiologist, is charged with defrauding Medicare and Medicaid of more than $1.3 million. A federal indictment charges that Frankel used patient billing information acquired from COVID tests at a mobile testing lab to bill the federal health care programs for COVID-related services never received, and office visits, prosecutors say, never took place. Lawyers for Shams, Navarro, and Frankel did not respond to AARP's calls for comments. The amount of Medicare fraud has never been fully documented. In 2020, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, CMS, issued an estimate for all forms of improper payments, frauds, and mistakes on Medicare doctor and hospital visits at 6.27%, or about $52 billion of the $830 billion spent on Medicare. Then U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, however, told the AARP Bulletin in a 2018 interview he was confident the actual amount of Medicare fraud alone exceeded 10%. Malcolm Sparrow, a Harvard University professor and leading expert on Medicare fraud, says no one knows the number of Medicare dollars lost to fraud, but notes that he's seen estimates as high as 20%. Of the CMS's 6.27% estimate, he says, that is based on a measurement methodology that uses a very weak audit protocol and therefore doesn't detect fraudulent or abusive claims. Sparrow says the pandemic made stopping Medicare fraud harder. A sense of urgency inclines policymakers to downplay or discount the fraud risks as they rush to meet public needs, he says. He cites telehealth as an example. Medicare administrators loosened telehealth restrictions early in the pandemic to allow patients to meet with their doctors by telephone or online rather than visit their medical offices. The move improved access to care, but it also likely opened the program to a wave of fraud, investigators found. Many telehealth providers filed duplicate bills, billed for both virtual and in-person visits for the same care, charged for visits lasting 3 hours or more, and billed for seemingly impossible numbers of patient visits, according to the Inspector General's report. Two family medicine providers, for example, billed telehealth services nearly every single day over the course of a year, with more than 10 services for each patient. Another physician billed telehealth charges for 400 patients and ordered 109 different types of medical equipment and supplies for them, totaling more than $9 million. Andrew Van Landingham, OIG's senior counselor for policy, says leads to potential fraud cases have been passed on to the agency that runs Medicare. Each of these providers needs some additional follow-up, and some of that may include criminal investigation, he says. Kirk Ogreski, a former federal prosecutor who created the U.S. Department of Justice Medicare Fraud Strike Force, says he thinks the loosened rules and regulations around telehealth and other services drew fraudsters who previously exploited other Medicare vulnerabilities. COVID simply gave them new modalities to use to steal, he says. Criminals that steal money, whatever you did, they would have adapted. And this article was by Joe Eaton, who is an investigative reporter and journalism professor. Now back to AARP, the magazine. Up front, the A-list, 8 life lessons from Roma Downey. 1. Grow from grief. I lost my mother when I was 10 and my father in my early 20s. That created a strong empathy for people who have suffered and a desire to reach out with kindness. 2. Don't postpone joy. My mother never got a chance to use her wedding china. It was locked in a little cabinet. When the troubles in Northern Ireland escalated, a tank rumbled down the street and all the china broke. Live like every day is your last. 3. Believe in fate. I was looking for a job when the Touched by an Angel role turned up. As a person of faith, I found it such a privilege to be the messenger to 25 million people a week. 4. Find a family. My co-star, Della Reese, ended up being the mother I had been looking for. She taught me so much, and I love her and miss her dearly. She said, "Baby, I knew God brought you into my life because you needed a mom. I just didn't know He brought you into my life because I needed a baby girl." 5. Drink tea. Every event in my life, from my best friend saying, "I'm getting married," or "I'm pregnant," to "my father's dying," has got a cup of tea connected to it. 6. Lend a hand. Helping others was my father's answer to everything. When we came home and flung ourselves onto the couch and said, "I'm bored," his answer would be, "Well, get up and go do something for somebody else." 7. Keep learning. My husband, the producer, Mark Burnett, is learning how to drive a boat. We don't have a boat, nor are we likely to get one. But we're both of the mind it's important to keep open to the idea of learning. And finally, 8, light the way. When we went on a mission for Operation Smile in Jordan, it was hard for our young kids to see children with cleft conditions. But ultimately, they realized we can make a difference. They all came back and did fundraising in their schools. And that's beautiful. This article was as told to Natasha Stoynoff. Roma Downey, 62, is an actor, producer, and author. Her latest book, Be an Angel, Devotions to Inspire and Encourage Love and Light Along the Way, appears this past February, so it's already out. Now let's take a gander at Upfront Go! Festivals for the rest of us. Skip the standard music fest or art fair. For a unique experience, make your way to one of these wild events. A UFO festival in Roswell, New Mexico, June 30th through July 2nd. UFOfestival.com. It was founded in 1995. Legend has it that an alien craft crashed in this community in 1947, and so it has been dubbed the UFO capital of the world. Enjoy laser shows, sci-fi movies, a night sky watch, and talks by ufologists. Dress up for the costumes and contest. There's a Wisconsin State cow chip throw in Prairie du Lac, Wisconsin, September 1st and 2nd. WisCowChip.com. That's WISCOWCHIP.com. It was founded in 1975. The event features a craft fair, a parade with bovine floats, and the cow chip throw, in which contestants hurl dried pieces of dung. There's the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival in Avon, Ohio, June 15th through 17th. I know you all are putting all these on your calendar. Duckbrand.com/duck-tape-festival was founded in 2004. Stick around for this extravaganza that showcases duct tape in various forms, sculptures, crafts, fashions, parade floats, and more. This community is the home of the Duck brand of tape and the self-proclaimed duct tape capital of the world. Then we have an Ozstravaganza in Chittenango, New York, June 2nd through 4th. Oz-stravaganza.com. It was founded in 1978. Follow the yellow brick road to the birthplace of author L. Frank Baum to see the landmarks from his life and memorabilia in the All Things Oz Museum. This is the longest-running Wizard of Oz festival. And then we have a sidebar here. Oh, I'm sorry, there's one more. Humongous Fungus Fest, City Falls, Michigan, August 25th and 26th. Facebook.com/Humongous Fungus Fest. Say that three times. That's HumongousFungusFest. It was founded in 1992. One of the world's oldest living organisms, dating back to BC, is a 440-ton honey mushroom that sprawls over 173 acres. Events include a mushroom forage and cook-off. Then we have packed with features. Does your suitcase do these things? Electricity. Some new bags come with removable USB chargers that can power up your mobile phone. Organizations. Some luggage has shelving that pops up when you open it. Other pieces can function as a tabletop or a workstation. And tracking. Some suitcases have a built-in GPS tracker so you can find out on a phone app if it's nearby or tied up in transit. And weight monitoring. Some bags have a luggage scale that's built into the handle. Now we know. Now, the search for the perfect route. We all tend to have our favorite GPS mapping phone app. Plug into your dashboard display using Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. How four of these compare? Google Maps. The app can deliver gas prices by station and help find parking. Maps are downloadable, so they're available offline where cellular reception is spotty. Waze. Features include gas prices and parking help. Waze also uses driver input to deliver alerts on speed checks, road hazards, and construction zones. Apple Maps. Navigation is precise and includes information about which lane to use when approaching intersections or highway interchanges. Maps also has strong privacy features that prevent even Apple from knowing your route or location history. And finally, MapQuest. This app connects with MapQuest Travel, the company's travel guide site, through which you can make hotel and restaurant reservations. Parking help and gas prices are available. MapQuest can also estimate fuel costs for your trip. Now, how about Ask the Tech Guru? Question. I have several laptops I no longer use. I would like to donate or responsibly dispose of them. How can I wipe them clean of all personal data? Is there a way to restore them to factory settings, like for a phone or a tablet? Answer. It's impossible to remove all personal data from your computer before getting rid of it. After backing up any needed files onto an external hard drive or in the cloud, you can do this. Windows 11 PC. Click on the Windows button and select Settings. Click on System. Click on Recovery. Click on Reset PC. Choose Remove Everything. Turn on the Data Erasure option. For Windows 10 PC, click on the Windows button and select Settings. Choose the Update and Security option. Click on Recovery. From below the Reset This PC heading, select Get Started. Choose Remove Everything. Turn on Data Erasure. For both of the above, the process will delete personal files and installed apps and restore the original settings. This could take up to 2 hours. MacOS Ventura, click on the Apple icon. From System Settings, go to the General option. From the sidebar, click on Transfer or Reset. Select Erase All Content and Settings. From MacOS, MacOS Monterey, click on the Apple icon, choose System Preferences, select Erase All Content and Settings. For both of the above, then take these steps. When prompted, log into the Mac using your credentials. When you see the message, you are about to erase all content and settings from this Mac, choose Erase All Content and Settings. Now let's look at a money-saving tip or so. This is how I saved on groceries. With my always hungry son coming home from college last Saturday, I needed to stock up on food. I pulled every money-saving trick in the book. Digital coupons, in-store flyer coupons, quote, parentheses cherries for $1.99 a pound, end quote, opt for store brands, scouring the shelves for member-only and manager special markdowns, such as ground turkey for $2.28 a pound, meatballs tonight. I then went to the Asian market, which charges substantially less for produce. In all, I went to 4 nearby stores to get the best prices. Bottom line, what could have been a $350 food spree came in at around $200. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.